that few people who negotiate would have the whole group in her back, right? As a pool of people who are working together, brainstorming and bringing the issues. Yeah. I think we still need to decide whether we need a separate group on working on preamble and overview or not, or shall we decide as Sunila has suggested tomorrow or Wednesday morning? Hmm? Yep.
What if we use the suggestion that was raised earlier and we have representatives from each of the groups maybe meeting in the morning just for a short amount of time and then people can go into their separate groups again? It just means that there will be some continuity and maybe the rapporteurs can just keep their eyes on any issues that are happening in the plenary and just make sure that they can come back to the preamble group.
I second that. I like Sunila's idea of sort of coming together a bit later when the process is underway, and Amelia's notion of one from each group. I think as long as we identify someone from each group to go in to work on the preamble, we'll probably get the best possible results.
So now I hope that the sheets are going around still.
I'm Rashida from Arrow. I went out for a little while, so I'm not sure if you mentioned it in your suggestions, but I was wondering for the groups, the working groups on different areas, for example, the rights group, would we have a chance or would it be a good idea to meet ahead of time? So, for example, I think the rights paper is on Thursday. So if we met on Wednesday, when we'd already read the papers that were going to be presented at the plenary, look at the gaps, and then come together to decide perhaps what would be some good interventions to make in the plenary itself. My concern is that I was at the ESCAP meeting for the Cairo assessment last year. There were only three women NGOs present, or maybe there was only one. No, there were three NGOs and one women NGO in the general body, and Arrow was one of them. And even then, the time was tight for comments. So if, let's say, we only have 5 minutes for NGOs after the rights theme, and a number of us want to speak, how will we coordinate our interventions? But if we meet earlier, at least we know we've covered the main things and still leave it open for all of us to participate. It may be more useful. So therefore, perhaps the proposal would be that at least some of us who were interested in that group could meet, I guess, at the end of the day before that theme is going to be discussed, or at lunchtime.
Well, I'd like to suggest that now the sheets are going around, and then all of you, you know, write your name in one of the four or five groups, and then maybe tomorrow morning we need to meet at 8 o'clock in four or five groups, and then select chair and the rapporteur for each group, and you get to know with each other using that 1 hour time. Because I think once the meeting starts, then in the afternoon tomorrow, we'll be busy, you know, meeting our own government delegate and with others. And I think there would be still late arrivers who would arrive just today. And then maybe we can have this general meeting tomorrow morning and into groups. And then this, each team can decide when they would like to meet. Does it sound okay, or we don't need to meet tomorrow morning? We do need to meet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you want to work in groups today after this meeting? Yeah. Yeah. We should meet rather than starting tomorrow morning. We should start right now. Yeah, so we have, yeah. No, who has the sheets? No? You have the sheets? Oh, okay. And who have signed up the sheets?
No one has seen me.
Nobody.
Where did it go?
Where is she? Can you please?
No, that's for the report. That's for the report, but oh my God. Why are you kept? Oh my God, sorry.
Excuse me. Can I suggest that we break into the four groups and complete the sheets within the group?
Well, that's easier.
Okay, why don't we do that? Although the chair setting is not that great. But maybe, let's see. One group over there, what group? The overall, preamble and overall in left, yeah, corner of this room. And then political empowerment over there. And then rights-based approach. Yep.
I think there was a suggestion not to have a separate group, but that all the groups would come together for the preamble. So there would be the four separate groups, plus the preamble would consist of members of those four groups.
Do you all agree?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Then we'll have four groups. Okay. So political empowerment, rights-based approach, economic empowerment, according to the agenda. Economic empowerment, rights-based approach, political empowerment strategies. Okay? So we will go, and then in each group we'll write down.
Sorry, I have been recording the whole process, and as the NGOs here, I would like to see how much of this you want to share with the others who are not here. Decisions.
What do you mean?
I mean, from the start, 1 o'clock, I've been recording the process. I have this speeches and the discussion and the presentation from Thelma Kay, etc. So
for those of NGO community who could not come here,
yes.
So if you you want to put it on the website or online, so that other people who couldn't come can, yeah.
And okay, my question is this last bit of the discussion about the strategies and the how to lobby and all that. Can this go out? Because when it goes out on the web, it's up for the government and everybody. You know that.
I'll give everyone.
No big deal? Or is it a big deal?
Confidential. I don't think it is a closed meeting or anything, so.
It can go up? No objections?
No.
Okay? Thank you.
Yeah. So you can put everything that was said.
Yeah? Unless there's anything you want to take off, let me know.
So let's move and make up groups, okay?